Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So the January 6th Select Committee public hearings are about to kick off. Let's do a preview of, one, what we the people should expect to see, and perhaps even more importantly, two, what happens after we've seen it. Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's do a quick preview of the January 6th Select Committee public hearings, which are about to get underway. But before we've even heard testimony from the first witness, I want to say thank you, a sincere, heartfelt thank you to Representative Benny Thompson, chairman of the J6 committee, to Representative Liz Cheney, vice chair of the committee, to all of the members of the committee, to the committee's investigative staff, because they have interviewed, deposed, taken the testimony of more than 1,000 witnesses in their determination to get to the bottom of the insurrection, of the attack on our democracy, to help us learn who organized it, who funded it, who incited it, who's covering it up. Thank you for taking on that effort, regardless of the outcome. But now we the people are about to take our place in the front row of the jury box. And we're going to see the evidence with our own eyes. We're going to watch the witnesses testify, drawing all important conclusions about their credibility by observing their demeanor, not just what they say, but how they say it. You know, in almost every sense of the word, this is a trial. And the American people are the jurors. And I have a feeling, friends, that when it's all said and done, when all the evidence is in, when all of the testimony has been observed and received, we the people will be persuaded beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump and his associates, his lackeys, and yes, his co-conspirators, I use that term advisedly, because remember, a federal judge has already found, concluded, ruled by a preponderance of the evidence that Donald Trump and John Eastman were co-conspirators in the conspiracy to defraud or commit crimes against the United States. And Judge David Carter has already found that Donald Trump and John Eastman committed the federal felony offense of obstructing an official proceeding, that being the certification of Joe Biden's win. So after all of the evidence is in, after 6 weeks or so of public hearings, we're going to be persuaded beyond a reasonable doubt that the evidence proves Donald Trump and his co-conspirators committed crimes against the United States. Crimes designed to essentially bring an end to our democracy and install Donald Trump back into the Oval Office unconstitutionally for a second term, making him a de facto dictator. And then the only thing left to do will be for the Department of Justice to charge Trump and company for their crimes. Because I am pretty darn sure that these public hearings will pull back the curtain on Donald Trump's treason. And DOJ will have nowhere left to go but to charge them for their crimes. You know why? Because if DOJ declines to charge them, and they won't, indictments are coming. But if DOJ declined to charge Donald Trump and his criminal associates for what they just put our nation through, that would give permission to, indeed encourage, the next batch of criminal politicians, the next aspiring dictator like Ron DeSantis and those of his ilk, to do everything Donald Trump just did to our nation, to our people for the last 5 years, culminating in the insurrection and his ongoing efforts to destroy our democracy. It will give tomorrow's corrupt politicians permission and encouragement to do it all over again. You think America can survive another go-round with the likes of Donald Trump? But we're not going to have to. We're not going to have to. Today is going to be a good day. And the next public hearing is going to be more enlightening. And the one after that, even more enlightening. And when it's all said and done, justice will come for Donald Trump. And justice matters. Friends, stay tuned. I will be doing another video probably later this evening after day one of the J6 public hearings. And in the meantime, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with y'all again soon.